Well, Martin, both North West counties through to the All-Ireland quarterfinals after success on Saturday at Croke Park. We'll start with the Donegal game, and I suppose, first of all, your overall thoughts on the Donegal performance and the progression into the next stage?
Well, I suppose the most important thing after being beaten us to the final was to get the victory. I suppose the disappointing thing is that Eamon McGee picked up the injury. And, you know, if Eamon McGee and Lacey are both out for next weekend, that's a blow to from a Donegal point of view. But I think that, you know, started the game really well, looked very sharp, and just when we were really well on top, we made them few mistakes that maybe allowed Galway back into the game. The exact same thing that happened against Monaghan, where we started well and then we just carried balls into tackles and Monaghan turned us over. Same thing yesterday, we just kicked wide, made a couple of bad wides and just made mistakes and lost ball that gave Galway the lift they needed. So I think we have to be more clinical, you know, against better opposition if you have any chance of winning matches. Then, you know, the second half performance, after maybe the first 10 minutes, we were making a lot of mistakes. But after, say, you know, leaders, which is very important on the field, I thought came good when it mattered for Donegal. And then that was a comfortable enough one, but deservedly one, and the goals were the difference.
Even speaking to Rory Gallagher after the game yesterday, he mentioned that there was a pattern over the last number of games for Donegal, and it appeared here yesterday as well. And it is starting well and then coming off the boil for the remainder of the first half and letting the opposition on.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose you've seen it. Same thing happened against Monaghan, and suppose maybe even against Derry at stages in that game as well, you know. But look at it. If we look at the players this last 5 years, and I mean, the exact same players, basically exact same players, and the turnover of players, and even the players that came off the bench yesterday that made a difference, still the players that were there before. So that's what you have, and we just have to go with it and do with it. And I wouldn't say they're a tired team or anything else, that kind of stuff or anything else. It's just, you know, difficult, you know, and that there, and, you know, to keep at it, you know, it doesn't matter what you're doing in life, to keep at it 5 years, and the amount of training and work they put in, and all that there. But listen, I think that was an important game to win against Galway. The pressure's off them now. I don't think anybody will expect them to beat Mayo. And, you know, so, I mean, from Donegal's point of view, look forward to it. But it's great times for the county. We look at it, and we look back on it, it's brilliant times that we're in, you know, in another quarter final.
And some good performances yesterday as well, Martin, particularly from the likes of Colin McFadden, Owen McNeillis and Ryan McHugh putting in big shifts yesterday.
Ah, yeah, there's good performances. Great to see Owen McNeillis going well. He's a very important cog for the team. Kicked some fabulous scores, you know, and important stages, which, you know, when you needed them, and that's a great sign of a young lad to be able to do that. Colin McFadden was brilliant, you know. It's great to see him. He's had a lot of great games. It's good, you know. It's great to see Colin because he's an important player. Again, a leader that showed that quality at the right time. And I mean, he's having a great year, Colin. And you know, looking at both right from the half back line in general, Frank McGlynn played really well as well. Eamon Doherty did a very good job on Gary Sice. I suppose the two danger players really was looking at it was Gary Sice and Michael Lundy, and I suppose Ryan McHugh and Eamon Doherty did really well, both at wing half-back on them, and tied them down and pushed up the field, which was important, and thought Frank McGlynn was very good at centre-half. And I mean, they tied down the Galway forwards. I was talking to Padraig Joyce after the match, and he was just saying he was disappointed in the Galway forwards. He carried a big threat into the match, so you have to give credit to the Donegal defence. We even go back and look at the match against the game against Monaghan, like the Donegal defence were very good that day too.
What about Michael Murphy's performance yesterday? There's been a lot of talk about what is the best position, Martin, over the course of this championship for Michael Murphy, and we've seen him play a lot in and around the middle of the park, but he did spend a lot of time yesterday in the edge of the square, particularly in the second half, and he was involved in a lot of the Donegal scores.
Ah, yeah, well, I suppose people say, but Michael Murphy, you'd like to have him everywhere on the field, but I think, you know, suppose we look at the Armagh game when he didn't play and said he'd only played out and he was man of the match and everybody was saying about how great a footballer he was and he should be played out the field all the time. So it's all about opinions, you know. You play him, there's different teams, it's probably easier to play inside against. But he was very, very good yesterday. Even out the field, his work rate was brilliant. And when he went inside, I got asked before the game many times, was Michael Murphy not playing for Donegal? And I think it even somebody said it made a difference that the people heard Michael Murphy wasn't playing. There was a lot of money in Galway to win the match, so... I think that from his own point of view, a good performance. And I think the big thing in him is his leadership qualities and the point that the ball that he won in the air and the point that he kicked at that stage when Donegal really needed to score. I think that was what Donegal two up. That was a fabulous point. Not alone the catch, but the turning kick over the bar. Oisín was a great score. And then the flick down to Ryan McHugh for the goal. I mean, the vision he had to see that and contest the ball in the air and knock it down. So that's what makes him the player he is. But so Oh, there'll be different days, you know, in and out, and there are times when you're in there, you get crowded out as well, which can happen as well. So I think it's important to vary it, and maybe it makes other teams think and think differently, that there is times he can be in and times he can be out, you know, and the same thing with both Patrick McBrady and Colin McFadden, you know, but people are saying maybe if you played the three of them inside together, but just the way the modern day football, and maybe in the past that would have worked because it would be one against one, but now with so many teams playing sweepers back, it's very, very hard to hit a player in Gaelic football in a full forward line with a sweeper back, or even a high ball going in that's been contested by two against one. 99 times or 100, the two's going to come away with that ball. And even the one gets it and wants it, he's still going to be tackled when he hits the ground. So it's the way football has changed. So that's why people are using Michael Murphy and players like that out the field. And just like in the All-Ireland final last year, where Kerry took James O'Donoghue, who people said was mad, out the field in the All-Ireland final.
You mentioned that the Galway people weren't happy by the performance of their forwards in particular. We were happy with Donegal's performance in the second half, but the question is now, Martin, is that sort of level of performance going to be good enough to beat Mayo in the quarterfinals?
No, it's not going to be good enough, and you'd have to say at this stage, you know, that Mayo are going to beat Donegal. Looking at the way it is, Mayo have a lot of hunger there, they have a lot of hurt there from, you know, not winning all Irelands and everything else, and you feel, you know, the new change in management and everything else, you know, they're fresh, they've taken in players like quality of Tom Parsons. Seamus O'Shea is a very big player for them in the middle of the field. If he's fit, that'll make a big difference, I think he is. And then they're playing Aidan O'Shea at full forward, leaving him inside again, taking him out the field whenever suits and using him in the exact same role as, say, Michael Murphy's been used and other players like that. So I just think Mayo, you'd have to say, will be hot favourites going into the match. Donegal, you know, from Donegal's point of view, it's been a tough year, a good year. We've had a lot of hard games. You've played a lot of Division 1 teams. Somebody was saying that Donegal have played, what, 3-4 Division 1 teams and 4 Division 1 teams, where Dublin haven't played a Division 1 team. That's the way I believe the system's not fair, but that's the way it is. And it's tough. But look at Donegal, are they up for it? As I said, the pressure's off them, really and truly, you feel. Mayo is going to be hot favourites. Mayo are, people will say, Dublin the best team in the country, followed by Mayo and then Kerry, and that's the way it is. And suppose, you know, the one thing you say about Mayo, Ashton, is maybe they're not being tested and everything else. You'll find out. But they will be fresher than Donegal going into the match. They have to be.
If Donegal are going to win the game, where do they have to punish them? Where do you think the weak areas for Mayo are, Martin?
Well, the important thing if Donegal is going to win it is that they stay in the game and that they don't get them periods where they go out of matches, which has happened in the last couple of games. They have to stay in the game, take all their chances, you know, and don't kick balls and go, you know, don't do stupid things against them. That'll be important. Midfield will be very important that Donegal can break even. Get a break there. And I suppose the other thing is, we don't know what about the injuries, but it'll be important that, say, particularly Eamon McGee would be fit. Maybe Carl Lacey, I don't know what the story, but it'd be important to have them. It's not easy. You know, people talk about the 7-day turnaround. The 7-day turnaround is not really a problem in my mind. It's the fact that you have to head up to Dublin, stay overnight, you know, on a Friday night, then play the game on Saturday. You don't get home to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, back up the following day for recovery and everything else. That's tiresome. So, you know, it's important to get the legs right and everything else. But I think that, you know, as I said, Mayo will be favourites. They look good. They look really, really impressive against Galway and against Sligo. They look really good. I mean, this is a big year for Mayo. This is a massive year for Mayo. And this is probably, people saying, it'll be their first test to come against Donegal. It'll be interesting to see how they do.
Yeah, but Donegal's going to get a big lift of that victory yesterday, Martin, heading into the Mayo clash.
They'll get a big lift, a good lift. I mean, it's important after losing a game that you should have won in the Ulster final. Should have won, it's important. And you have to say the lad showed great leadership qualities. Because there were stages in that game, being at the game. I mean, everybody was saying to me at halftime, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. The show looks over and all this, you know. Maybe people are being too negative in that. But it was a good second half performance by Donegal. And yeah, that could give them a lift, you know. That could give them a lift. Like Galway put it up to Mayo periods. So we don't know what's going to happen. We hope that, you know, this is the game that Donegal go back to their performance against Armagh, maybe against Tyrone. It's possible, it's capable, it's in them to do that. But you'd have to think, if you're neutral and you're a betting man, that Mayo are hot favourites for this game.
What did you make of Tyrone yesterday against Sligo? Sligo never really troubled Mickey Hart's side, and Tyrone always looked to be in cruise control throughout the game, Martin.
Ah, yeah, it was only like a glorified challenge game, you know. Tyrone never looked like losing it. Suppose the disappointing thing from their point of view is they didn't get a goal, I feel that way. And they're going into the morning game, you know, they're on a high, they're going well. Joe McMahon's a massive player for them, playing really, really well and holding the whole thing together. I think he's a big player. Monaghan, that's going to be an interesting game, them and Monaghan. Look, it's an Ulster derby and that's what it's going to be, so it'll go down and be 1 or 2 points in it, that's what it'll be. Who's favourites is hard to know. I'd say it'll be even money both ways on that there. So I think from all that point of view is that, look, if you're looking forward to that quarterfinal, it's probably going to, and the whole thing is going to be the closest quarterfinal. Sligo, look, they'll be happy enough to have got away without getting hammered again, but there's a big difference between Division 3 and Division 1, and that showed in the day. So Tyrone will be happy enough. That's, again, a nice, easy game you like to get into the quarterfinal. They got it, and they're giving confidence, especially to the maybe the inside men and that there, and they got other players on the field, like Justin McMahon back on the field as well. So happy enough. We'll see Tyrone will be very, very happy where they're going, and a lot of people are starting to talk them up, talk around Croke Park after the matches that Tyrone cannot be ruled out, particularly with Kerry people, and we know the Kerry don't like playing Tyrone.
Are Tyrone a more solid team now compared to what they were back at the end of May when they played Donegal in the championship, Martin?
I think the big thing is Joe McMahon, in my opinion. Very experienced player. You know, they had Conor Gormley there for years, controlling that number six centre-up back role, which is very, very important. And I think Joe McMahon's making a big difference. He's taking the free kicks, he's controlling things, he's telling other younger players around him what to do and where to go. And that's a big, big thing you have. And Colin Cavanagh's putting in a big, big shift in Matty Donnelly in the middle of the field. And I think Peter Hart has been class all year for them. So, yeah, they're, I mean, it's understandable. The further on the competition, the better you get. That's what people always say about Kerry. But I think Tyrone's the exact same way. Tyrone get dangerous the further on, they stay in the competition, don't get caught. So it's a big game for both counties, particularly a big game for Monaghan because of the fact that Monaghan haven't got, they've been knocking on the door and they haven't got to an All-Ireland semi-final. They need to get that next step.
And Monaghan were poor in the second half of the Ulster final, Martin, because Donegal outplayed them, to be honest. So they'll be looking to lift their performance, and they'll probably need to do that as well if they're going to overcome a Tyrone side who are now in the up.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. They were, you know, their second half performance against Donegal wouldn't be good enough to win many games for them from their point of view, and they know that. I think the big thing Donegal was how well Donegal and Tyrone will look at that, how well they tied down the two Qs, particularly Kieran Qs and Darren Qs, and that was a big one because then they ended up only having Conor McManus. And I thought Neil McGee did a really, really good job on Conor McManus, only for a couple of balls that was turned over, that you can't blame him for that there. So I thought Donegal tied their forwards down well, and Tyrone will be trying to work on doing the exact same thing. And so most people do say if you do close down Conor McManus, unless the two Qs just come good in the forward line, they will be under pressure to get scores. And I mean, 11 points won't be enough to win an All-Ireland quarter-final in Croke Park. So they're going to need improvement, definitely, Mon, and they're going to have to get improvement. Have they got that in them or not? I don't know. Will Conor McManus be better even than he was against Donegal? I feel he'll have to be for them to win. It's a very hard game to call. It's very hard, very, very tough game to call. Monaghan probably, you know, going in on a high after the Ulster final, probably carrying a bit of pressure into the game. Tyrone have come in quietly their own way into it. Monaghan don't like playing Tyrone, which is, Monaghan people will tell you that. They haven't a good record against them, but they did beat them the last time. So it's hard to know where the advantage is there, Oisin.